This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu will present the Padma Awards at Rashtrapati Bhavan this evening. Padma Awards, one of the highest civilian awards of the country, are conferred in three categories: Padma Vibhushan, Padma Bhushan and Padma Shri. In the first civil investiture ceremony of 2026 today, the President will confer 66 Padma Awards, including 2 Padma Vibhushan, 6 Padma Bhushan and 58 Padma Shri. The remaining Padma Awards will be given in the second round of the civil investiture ceremony to be held later. A report.
This year, the government has announced a total of 131 Padma Awards. These include 5 Padma Vibhushan, 13 Padma Bhushan and 113 Padma Shri Awards. Among the awardees, 19 are women, while 16 individuals will be awarded posthumously. The Padma Awards, namely Padma Vibhushan, Padma Bhushan and Padma Shri, are amongst the highest civilian awards of the country. Instituted in the year 1954, these awards are announced on the occasion of Republic Day every year. The award seeks to recognize work of distinction and is given for distinguished and exceptional achievements in various fields and disciplines, including art, literature, education, sports, medicine, social work, science and engineering, public affairs and trade and industry. Priya Mondal, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today called for increased focus on fuel, fertilizer and forex amid the West Asia crisis, underlining that the domestic economy continues to be resilient. Speaking at an event to celebrate the 37th anniversary of SIDBI in Mumbai, the finance minister said the cut in diesel and petrol excise duties will lead to a revenue impact of 1 lakh crore rupees. She said high gold prices are creating some challenges on the external front. She said the country's policy response has been calibrated to preserve domestic growth. She hit out at naysayers for creating a cynical and pessimistic narrative after Prime Minister Narendra Modi's appeals on altruism, pointing out that India cannot afford fear-mongering. The Supreme Court today expressed concern over repeated lapses in the conduct of the NEET examination, saying it was sad that the National Testing Agency had not learnt any lesson from the earlier paper leak controversy. A bench of Justices B.S. Narasimha and Alok Aradhe sought responses from the Centre, the National Testing Agency, NTA, and the CBI on petitions demanding replacement of the testing agency with a more robust and autonomous body to conduct the medical entrance examination. The court directed the NTA to file an affidavit by Thursday, detailing compliance with recommendations made last year by a committee headed by former ISRO chief K. Radhakrishnan for overhauling the agency's functioning. The BJP today accused senior Congress leader and leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, of working only to weaken the country. Addressing the media, party spokesperson Gaurav Bhatia said the government is stable and firm. He added that amid the global crisis where many countries' economies have weakened, India is firmly facing this global challenge under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Biju Janata Dal BJD leader and Rajya Sabha MP Devashish Samantarai today resigned from the primary membership of the party and also stepped down from the Rajya Sabha. In his resignation letter addressed to BJD President Naveen Patnaik, Devashish Samantarai alleged that he was being systematically belittled within the party and said the organization no longer required his services. He submitted his resignation from the upper house to Vice President and Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan in New Delhi. With his resignation, the BJD's strength in the Rajya Sabha has come down to 5 members. The Assam government today introduced the Uniform Civil Code Bill in the State Assembly. The bill seeks to ban polygamy and make registration of living relationships compulsory. The bill provides that it will not be applicable to any of the scheduled tribes residing in Assam. For marriage, the bill sets 21 years and 18 years as minimum age for men and women respectively and prohibits polygamy. To safeguard legal rights, the bill proposes to make marriage and divorce registration compulsory, which will be vital for securing maintenance, inheritance and other legal protection for spouses. Foreign Affairs Minister of Japan Toshimitsu Motegi will arrive in New Delhi this evening for a 2-day visit to India. Mr. Motegi will hold a meeting with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. He will attend the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting in the national capital tomorrow. He will also call on Prime Minister Narendra Modi at Seva Teerth. And with that, we end this news bulletin.